On Friday, November 29th, following weeks of speculation and rumours, the people of Ireland were called to the voting booths to elect a new government. The coalition, consisting of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, was dissolved, and 174 seats were once again open for the people of Ireland to vote upon. On doorsteps, candidates heard of the desire for change, of the significant weight of the cost of living, and of fears for the stability of the future of the younger generation in Ireland. Yet despite that desire for change, just 59%, the lowest turnout in the history of the state, cast their vote. In Waterford, that meant 54,013 voters had their say on who would take the four seats in the constituency. Counting took place in SETU on the Cork Road, with Fianna Fáil's Mary Butler, Sinn Féin's David Cullinan, Independent Matt Shanahan and the Green Party's Marco Cohosig all keen to keep their seat. However, over a two-day stretch of tallies, transfers and first preference votes, it was clear that only some would keep their seat. The first over the line in what was a historic general election for Sinn Féin in Waterford was David Cullinan. He told WLR that exit polls weren't entirely accurate, but it was still a fantastic day for the party.
I feel very positive, obviously very humbled, as I'm sure anyone who is elected does feel. I suppose it's a ceasefire today. We'll have talks about government formation and politics over the next number of days. But I do want to wish Mary Butler well. I think she deserved her seat by a country mile, and I'm very delighted for her that she was re-elected, and the same for John Cummins. He worked very hard as a senator. I did it myself when I was in the Shannon, and he used it very effectively, and he deserved his seat for his party. So they had their strategy of winning a seat each, and they did very comfortably. We had a strategy of winning two seats. It was tight, as we can see in the end, but we were confident that we could win the two seats. Our vote was slightly down on 2020, but that was to be expected when you looked at the exit poll, which actually overstated our support slightly as well, I think. So I knew it was going to be a slight drop, but it was still phenomenal. So for Sinn Féin to get 33% of the vote in Waterford and to win two out of the four seats 20 years ago would have been unimaginable, let's be honest. So it was a phenomenal result for the party, and I'm very proud, and I want to dedicate the win to Gerry Carroll, who we know was one of our stalwarts. He was 50 years in Sinn Féin, never lost a vote. I know all parties have people that are in the party for years, and but Gerry's family are a great family. Gerry Carroll was one of those guys that did everything for Sinn Féin. Knocked on doors, put up posters, sold on Fublook, sold tickets. Every time you saw him, he had a ticket in his hand. And he was just a fantastic person. And you know, it was a bittersweet day that he wasn't there to celebrate that.
Taking the second seat in what was a significant feat for Fine Gael was John Cummins. The loss of the Fine Gael seat in Waterford in the last general election saw John narrowly lose out to the Green Party's Marco Cohosig. He used the opportunity to enter the Shannon, and for the past 5 years he has, he said, been building towards this moment. He told WLR immediately after earning his seat that his priorities for Waterford remain steadfast.
I'm absolutely thrilled, relieved, exhausted, but so grateful to the people of Waterford for the huge support that they gave me, and to my amazing team who I couldn't have done it without. So very humbling experience to get such support. Very grateful, and look forward to representing the people of Waterford in Dáil Éireann. It hurt us in Waterford, in Fine Gael, to lose a seat 4.5 years ago. So, you know, this project started from that day in the Count Centre to regain this seat. We all collectively worked together. 8 fantastic councillors, offices in Dungarvan and Waterford City, everybody pulling together. And you simply can't do it without an extraordinary team. And I've had an extraordinary team campaigning, not just in the last 5 weeks, but in the last 5 years. Obviously, we know the big ticket items that need to be delivered in further investment in SETU, in Waterford Airport, in our hospital, balanced regional development, continued rural investment and housing in particular. So I look forward to working over the next 5 years, hopefully, if we can form a stable government to be able to represent the people of Waterford for the next 5 years.
Fianna Fáil retained their stronghold in Waterford with their decision to run a single candidate, that of Portlaw native Mary Butler. Having served as Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People, she was hopeful of retaining her seat in government. And as the third candidate elected, she told WLR she was humbled by the significant support at polling stations.
I feel absolutely delighted. humbled that the people of Waterford would put their trust in me again for a third term. I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm only the fourth ever woman elected in Waterford in 100 years, which is absolutely shocking when you think of it in one sense. We had Ciara Conway in 2011 and myself then in 2016, and myself and David were elected on the same day in 2016, and we're back for the third term. And I also want to congratulate Conor on a fantastic result, because all during the campaign, when you'd be talking to different journalists from all over the country, Waterford was seen as a bellwether, I suppose, constituency in relation to Sinn Féin, whereas you were always tipped to potentially take two seats, and that has come true. And it has been, it is a fantastic result. From my own perspective, I was absolutely delighted. 9,962 first preferences, coming off the back of being a minister in the Department of Health, coming off the back of you know, certain issues that you try to do your very best to resolve, but they don't go as quick as you'd like. My husband Michael was driving me in this morning. I was so tired, and I could just feel all the pressure from your head coming out your toes, just draining from you. And I do think, and I think it's the same for everyone. And I also want to congratulate Deputy John Cummins now. He ran a fantastic campaign. He's been out, you know, with the last 6 months, whatever, and John will talk to his own campaign. But I do think, and I think we'll all be the same here, it's your family, it's the team working in your office, and then it's the grassroots supporters of your particular party. What they have done for the last 3 weeks, like, I'm conscious of my staff today, my offices are closed. They have worked 23 days in a row without drawing a breath to try and get us over the line. We're the front and centre, we're the focus, but we couldn't do it without our teams.
And that final seat was the word on everyone's lips in the count centre as it came down to Matt Shanahan and Sinn Féin's Conor McGuinness. Eventually, with just 1,000 votes separating them, Matt Shanahan lost his seat, and it was a triumphant and historic day for Sinn Féin. Conor McGuinness told WR he was proud to make it a two-seater Sinn Féin constituency.
As a councillor, I've had two election campaigns this year, the local elections in June, and indeed this campaign. And so it has been a hectic year from that point of view. And the pressure of it all does build. And as you get closer to a polling day and then the count, of course, there's a huge amount of anxiety and pressure and expectation. And everybody was going around with clipboards, I think, from all parties and none doing mathematics. And, you know, it all looked like hieroglyphics to me at one point. But that pressure just goes. And as one of my comrades from Portlaw said, Conor, you look 10 years younger, you know, than you did kind of when you came in here a couple of hours ago. So it does, that pressure just evaporates. So just to say again, you know, a fantastic, fantastic result for us, but to congratulate everybody and also to congratulate not just Mary and John and David, but to congratulate everybody who put their head above the parapet, whether, you know, regardless of the result that they got. And I'm sure there's people who are very disappointed, but it takes a huge amount on a personal level to actually put yourself up there and to put yourself out there, to go out and campaign and to sell your message. So I just want to commend everybody who put their name forward. It's so important to democracy.
Absolutely.
And we have a very stable democracy in this country, something we should never take for granted.
With all four seats filled, commiserations went to the Green Party's Marco Cohosig, who failed to retain his seat, a trend that was seen within the party nationally in both the local and the general elections, and to Matt Shanahan, the independent candidate who had been vocal about his hopes to retain his seat. With all 174 seats filled nationally, the political landscape now sees Fianna Fáil as the largest party with 48 seats, followed by Fine Gael with 39 seats and Sinn Féin with 38 seats. All eyes are now on who will join Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in the coalition. Will it be the Independents, Labour or the Social Democrats? However, we will have to wait, as no government is likely to be in situ until the second half of January.